Good evening. Do you recall reading Luke 21:19? By your patience, possess your souls. Luke 21, verse 5 and following, relates Jesus' sermon at Mount Olivet, prophesying the destruction of the temple, the destruction of Jerusalem, the second coming of Christ, and the end of the world. And parallel passages appear in Matthew 24 and Mark 13. It's clear from the context found in Luke 20:21-7 and Mark 13 that Jesus' audience is his disciples. And in Luke 21:15, he speaks to them of the direct inspiration they would receive from the Holy Spirit, enabling them to go into all the world and preach the gospel. But conversely, context reveals that the passage does not imply or promise direct divine inspiration to anyone else, including followers of Christ today. But I want to study a portion of this passage tonight to help us understand the effect of God's word on Christians today. Read Luke 21:15 with me. Jesus said, "I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist." Jesus gave a mouth and wisdom to his apostles. You know, Psalm 119:160 reveals, "The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever." In order to fully understand what Jesus said in Luke 21:15, we must consider the entirety of his word. So let us look at John 14:25-26. Now, John chapter 14 records Jesus' teaching of the apostles following the last meal they shared together on the night he was betrayed. The apostles must have been frightened, given what Jesus had revealed to them, and then he reassured them in John 14:25-26 that they would not be left alone after he was gone. John 14:25-26. "These things I have spoken to you while being present with you, but the Helper," or the Comforter in the King James Version, "the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you." It's important to understand the significance and the purpose of Jesus' promise here. The Helper, or Comforter, the Holy Spirit, was not coming to continue revealing new teaching, but to bring to their remembrance all things that Jesus said to them. Jesus arranged to give a mouth and wisdom to his apostles. Today, he gives Christians a mouth and wisdom through his inspired word, the Bible. The apostles' adversaries could not contradict. Neither can our adversaries contradict. As we read later in Luke 21:33, Jesus tells them and us, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will by no means pass away." We have his inspired words to guide us today, written down for us in the New Testament. So let's look again at Luke 21:15. "I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries will not be able to contradict or resist." No one can successfully argue against the truth, and God's word is truth. Any attempt to dispute or distort or contradict it will be met with righteous judgment on that final day when we all stand before the Lord. And in Luke 21:19, Jesus exhorts, "By your patience, possess your souls." Even though we can see the error of another who tries to contradict or resist God's word, we may never convince them, but God will. And I hope that fact leads us to a better understanding of Luke 21:19. "By your patience, possess your souls." Jesus admonishes us to be patient, and through patience, we'll win our own souls. Jesus came to seek and save the lost. Matthew 25:9. He calls us to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature in Mark 16:15. You know, the Greek word for patience in Luke 21:19 is defined as endurance. Endurance through trials, specifically the coming trials prophesied here in Luke chapter 21. While we hopefully never face trials such as the apostles and other early Christians did with the destruction of the Jewish temple and the destruction of the city of Jerusalem, our patience is tried when those we love reject the gospel of Christ. What can we do? Well, we must still love them enough not to give up on them, nor give up on the gospel message. And that takes patience. Developing patience leads a Christian to be perfect and complete, lacking nothing, as we read in James 1:4. You know, the outline of biblical usage by Larry Pierce describes patience as the characteristic of a man who is unswerved from his deliberate purpose and his loyalty to faith and piety by even the greatest trials and sufferings. Patience perfects the Christian character, and aiming towards perfection should be the goal of every Christian. By your patience, possess your souls. Do you have the patience to possess your soul? Will you be seen by God as one who patiently teaches the gospel in order that others can hear it and believe it? You know, the gospel message is simple. Jesus died on the cross for our sins. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day, overcoming death and ascending into heaven, where he sits at the right hand of God and will judge us when he returns. In order for anyone to partake in the forgiveness of their sins, they must hear, believe, and obey his commands. Repentance means understanding that sin separates us from God, and that we're now willing to change the sinful path we currently walk for the path that Jesus guides us to in the scriptures, because the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but he is long-suffering. He is patient toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We read that in 2 Peter 3:9. So repentance is a conscious choice made of our own free will. And you must confess your faith in Christ. Romans 10:9-11 says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you'll be saved. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whomever believes on him will not be put to shame. In order to have our sins washed away, we must also be baptized. Now, the definition of baptism is to be fully immersed in water, not sprinkled, not dipped, fully immersed. And Jesus tells us in Mark 16:16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. God's plan of salvation is simple. Hear, believe, repent, confess, and be baptized. Temptation will still abound, but Jesus promises in passages such as Matthew 24:13, he who endures to the end shall be saved. Endurance is realized through patience. In a moment, you'll see instructions about how to contact us to learn more about the only way that can lead you to heaven. When you're ready, we will find the means necessary to ensure that you can safely obey God's plan of salvation, whether you live nearby or we can send help through a local congregation. I urge you, do not wait, for no one knows the day or the hour when it will be too late. Jesus' invitation is to all who will hear it. By your patience, possess your souls. Whether you desire to study God's word further and seek his path to heaven, or if you've strayed off his path and need help returning to the way, please follow the instructions on the screen to make your needs known to us while we sing this song of invitation.